That's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. If you'd like to follow along, we're at the 31st chapter and about verse, right around verse 15. Let's begin down at verse 15 and let's see what God has for us today, because I believe he's got something good for us today. Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentations and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. You know, this is kind of an interesting study. Rachel, Jacob's favorite wife, was the symbolic mother of the northern tribes who were taken away by the Assyrians as slaves. Rachel is pictured crying for the exiles at Ramah, a staging point of deportation to Babylon. This verse is quoted in Matthew 2 and verse 18 to describe the sadness of the mothers of Bethlehem as the male children were killed. The weeping was great in both cases, actually. And let's continue to read on. For your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. And they will return from the land of the enemy. There is hope for your future, declares the Lord. And your children will return to their own territory. I have surely heard Ephraim grieving. You have chastened me, and I was chastened, like an untrained calf. Bring me back that I may be restored, for you are the Lord my God. For after I've turned back, I repented. And after I was instructed, I smote on my thigh. I was ashamed and also humiliated because I bore the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a delightful child? Indeed, as often as I have spoken against him, I certainly still remember him. You know, Ephraim wasn't the... There were some things that Ephraim had done that God was not pleased. And even Ephraim is one of those that is going to be restored to their original condition. And God has said so much in these few prophecies that Jeremiah is speaking. And very powerful stuff. He's going to restore them completely. I certainly still remember him. I still remember Ephraim. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, declares the Lord. I will surely have mercy on him, declares the Lord. I smote on my thigh was an expression picturing grief amid mourning. Ephraim was one of the major tribes of the northern kingdom. Although the northern kingdom had sunk into most degrading sins, God still loved the people. A remnant would turn to God, repenting their sins, and God would forgive them. God still loves all of us. despite anything you may have done. He'll forgive you. If you turn to Him, He'll turn to you. God is a forgiving God. He'll meet you as you turn to Him. Set up for yourself road marks. Place yourselves guideposts. Direct your mind to the highway, the way by which you went. Return, O Virgin of Israel. Return to these your cities. How long will you go here and there, O faithless daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman will encompass a man. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, once again they will speak this word in the land of Judah and in its cities when I restore their fortunes. The Lord bless you, O abode of righteousness, O holy hill. Judah and all its cities will dwell together in it. The farmer and they who go about with flocks. For I satisfy the weary ones and refresh everyone who languishes. At this I awoke and looked, and my sleep was pleasant to me. This is something that is spoken for encouragement. And the people that went into exile. I satisfy the weary, refresh everyone. I awoke and looked, my sleep was pleasant to me. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. As I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring disaster, I will watch over them to build, to plant, declares the Lord. In those days they will not say again, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone will die for his own iniquity. Each man who eats the sour grapes, his teeth will be set on edge. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand. Not in that day. This is a new day. He took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, of course, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. And on their heart, I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the seas so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If this fixed order departs from me, declares the Lord, then the offspring of Israel also will cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out below, then I will also cast off all of the offspring of Israel, for all that they have done, declares the Lord. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when this city will be rebuilt for the Lord, the tower of Haniel to the corner gate. The measuring line will go further straight ahead to the hill Gareb. Then it will turn to Goah. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and the ashes and all the fields as far as the brook Kidron to the corner of the horse gate toward the east shall be holy to the Lord. It will not be plucked up or overthrown anymore forever. Not forever. God is going to write the law, first of all. He's going to write his law in their hearts and make it so much a part of them that it's going to be a nature, the nature of these people to know God. The very nature is going to be to know God and to know his covenant. Write those law upon their hearts, tablets of rather than the tablets of stone, he's going to write it on the heart, as he did the Ten Commandments. Their sin was engraved on their hearts, so that they wanted, above all, to disobey. This change describes an experience much like the new birth, with God taking the initiative. When we turn our lives over to him, he, by his Holy Spirit, builds into us the desire to obey him. The old covenant, broken by the people, would be replaced by the new covenant. Foundation of this new covenant is Christ, of course, Hebrews 8:6. It is revolutionary, involving not only Israel and Judah, but every one of us, the Gentiles. It offers a unique personal relationship with God and his laws to be written into individuals' hearts instead of on the stones. Jeremiah looked forward to this day when Jesus would come to establish this kingdom. God has the power to do away with the decrees of nature, or even do away with his people, but he'll do neither one. This is not a prediction. It's a promise. He says that if I don't do this, then Israel will cease as a nation. But he's not going to do this. He's not going to destroy them. It's God's way of saying he'll not reject Israel anymore. He's going to take them into a new covenant, the born-again experience. And this chapter 31 and verse 38, the measuring line, these point to the boundaries of a restored Jerusalem in the days of Nehemiah. From the tower rebuilt the Lord from the tower of Haniel to the corner gate, the measuring line will go out further straight out, head to the hill Gareb, then it will turn to Goa. This is new boundaries of the restored Jerusalem in the days of Nehemiah. The valley of the dead bodies, ashes, is probably the valley of Ben-Hinnom. where children were sacrificed by pagan worship. This is some of the things that God is going to do as he brings them back. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, those that are not born again, let them receive you right now in Jesus' name. Say, I receive Christ as my Savior and my Lord. I depend upon the blood of Jesus to forgive me. I want to be born again. Say it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Most of these will be up there. And shoot us an email. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.